This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I didn't take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being, and I want you part of the conversation. Any way you cut it, whether you're on page with me or not, I want you part of the conversation. If you have the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot happening there as well. And again, you know, go right back to being involved and being engaged, no matter what you're doing. I told you this was going to be college campus crazies, and it's going to be, because I love doing the crazy stuff that's going on campus. I just find it so amusing. I'm amazed that adults, I think there are adults on campus. I'm not sure. I'm told there are. But you would think that the adults on campus wouldn't put up with some of this craziness. Anyway, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Uncle Joe, you know, the loving terminology for Joe Biden. Uncle Joe has come out of the woodwork again. See, the Dems hate the interweb. They always have. And one of the biggest reasons they hate the interweb is because they can't duck some of the old things that they've said. You can't hide from it. It's there. Right? And now we're up to the fourth witness saying that they don't know, that they have no knowledge of the alleged Kavanaugh assault against Ford. Every one of the people she keeps naming, or somebody keeps naming, it never stops. But really, get past all this. Uncle Joe Biden, right? They just can't seem to get it through their heads, for real, what's going on here. And Joe, who dismissed allegations way, way back when he was a senator. Let's see if I can pull this up. I always have trouble doing this. You know how it goes the first time, right? But let me see. There you go. Let's see if we can get it to play. How many want to put a nickel on it that it won't play the first time? Huh?
The next person that refers to an FBI report as being worth anything obviously doesn't understand anything. FBI explicitly does not, in this or any other case, reach a conclusion. Period.
Uncle Joe, are you serious? You mean an FBI investigation wouldn't reach a conclusion? This is why they hate the interweb. Because they can't hide their words anymore. They can't play games anymore.
Period.
The clip I stole from Sean Hannity. Don't tell him. He doesn't care, but don't tell him anyway. But, I mean, think about this. This stuff comes up on a regular basis with these guys. They stick their foot so far down their throat they can tickle their belly button with it. So he's telling us then that the FBI's report means nothing. And now it's a whole different story. And the FBI, as I said the other night, not trying to beat this to death. But remember, they don't investigate this kind of thing. And even if you do want them to investigate this kind of thing, where's the crime? They need a crime scene. Right? They need some kind of forensic evidence to go look at. They need witnesses. No, let me rephrase that. They need real witnesses that were really there on the day the thing went down. Okay? And not named witnesses that when they show up, nobody has a clue to what they're talking about. The witnesses even say, I don't know why you called me in. I wasn't there. I don't know. And I don't remember him. Come on. Is this getting out of control? Out of hand? See, there's a rumor now that she's not going to show up. That Ford is not going to show up Thursday morning. Because she doesn't think she can get a fair shake. And then, I guess, I don't know, there was supposed to be one of the other accusers there. And now she's not going to show up. So what I would do is I would call both of them that morning. I would call them all. I'd give them all the opportunity to come up and speak for a few minutes. I would call them all. And when they didn't come up, say, okay, that case closed or whatever the terminology is. And then I would call for a vote. No more games. I mean, really, no more games. They need to go find witnesses. Well, if they knew about this 2 months ago or 3 months ago, why weren't they looking for witnesses then? And the New York Times and other agencies have already been looking for witnesses. And the ones they run into, or I shouldn't say that, they're looking for witnesses they can't find any. The ones that were either at these parties or kind of knew what was going on campus, all of them say it didn't happen. I mean, they're looking for the one. There are now 200 women, over 200 women, that have come forward and say, I've known him for this many years. I mean, people that have been working with him, people that know him, people that have dealt with him on a daily basis. I've seen some of these women, very attractive ladies. All right? He has no, you know, Billy Bob, anything that had a heartbeat he'd go after. Not disparaging the women he went after, but you know what I'm saying. But Kavanaugh, every one of the over 200 women that have come out has said, that is not his character. That's not the guy I know. I've never seen him act like that towards me or any other woman in where he worked. None of the firms, none of the places, none of the cities that he's worked in have had complaints against him. How does this come together? And yet you're still silent on Keith Ellison. Still silent. This is why I say you're not honest. You're not being true. You don't really care. It's only if it's a perceived political win on your side, do you care. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Be back for more of the college campus, real college campus crazies this time when we come back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
They caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Come on, go someplace where there's better music. Really, seriously? I mean, come on. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. I mean, there's a vision for you, right? Some guy jumping around. Those were parachute pants, weren't they, that he always wore? Cargo pants.
Parachute.
Oh, parachute pants? I want you to know something, just so you feel better about me. I never owned a pair of parachute pants. I don't even think I ever had a pair in my house,
that
even as a joke.
Much, Mr. Leisure suit.
What's that? I'm sorry, I couldn't understand a word you said. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I thought I'd have some fun. You know how I love to do college campus crazies. Just stories that are happening on college campuses all around the country. Maybe one of them is where your child goes. And I do mean child. And I just want you to think, when you hear one of these stories about the college that your child went to, what I want you to hear in the back of your head is your money flushing and going down the toilet. All right? So, let's start off with, let me see, here's a good one. Tulare is going to mandate new students take race and inclusion classes. You won't have a choice in the matter. Tulare University now requires all incoming students to enroll in a race and inclusion course of a new addition to curriculum that's been condemned by some students for its lack of acknowledgement of viewpoint diversity. Well, that's a new one.
That's Tulane.
Tulane. Why? I'm Italian. It's Tulane. What are you talking about? What's wrong with you people? When are you going to learn how to speak? Tulane announced that all new enrollees will be mandated to enroll in a course that focuses at least 60% of its content on race and inclusion to help students understand the increasing diverse society that they live in. Here's the good ones. Ready? Take notes, because you may want to, I don't know, ask your kids if they've heard about these. And that will be courses such as Dear White People, Critical Race Theory, Introduction to Fiction, Race and Inclusion, and the Difference and Inequality. The Race and Inclusion course will be for everybody. Okay, it's going to be a course. It's going to be a course requirement to graduate. Now, I wonder how many young people going in have even read what they're going to have to do to graduate. Or care, for that matter. I love this stuff. Professor Michael Cunningham, who advocated for the new requirement, he won't be teaching any of the classes. Campus Reform was told that the new requirement was partially prompted by students, their disappointment with the lack of diversity engagement on campus. What does that mean? No, really, what does that mean? Does it mean they wanted more black and Hispanic people? More Asian people. Well, no, they're white. They don't count. What were they looking for inclusion? Right? People, look, when we moved to our neighborhood, it was hilarious, right? We specifically asked the real estate agent, we don't want to be in an all-white neighborhood. We want the diversity. We want our kids to grow up, you know, with different kinds of people around you. And she couldn't answer the question. Now, here, we weren't saying, I was sitting in the front of my car going, yeah, we don't want to be anywhere near those people that ain't just solid white. Yeah, we're all about the white folk. We didn't do that. We want our kids to grow up around, again, different people, different ethnicities, different, you know, people from the South, people from the North, people from the Southwest. It would have been great to have people from all over the country around. Anyway, one of the reasons that students reported a desire to attend was because of the perceived diversity. Many students reported that their perceptions were not met when they got to campus. Now, the new requirement will also prepare the students for working with a diverse workforce. I mean, I would love somebody to come on and explain to me, how do they teach that? How do you work in diversity? So when you see a black person, does your brain have to kick in the gear of all the things you now can and can't say, and you have to be careful how you might offend them? When you see a Hispanic person, now your brain has to kick into a different mode. What if you see them both together? You're in the elevator together, both of them at the same time. Does your brain have to explode? No, seriously, I'm. What does this mean? See, for a lot of us who are not racist at heart, if you would, don't really get this. We don't have to be taught not to get it because we already don't get it. The new requirement will also prepare the students for working with a diverse workforce. When you show up at work, do you hang with the white people if you're white? Do you hang with the black people if you're black? Do you care what color somebody is as long as they're doing their job? It's a direct question. If you're on the line, do you really care what color somebody is as long as they get the job done? By the year 2044, the U.S. population will be comprised of a majority of people from racial, ethnic, and linguistic diverse backgrounds. So the normal experience of growing up in the U.S. is inclusive of the experiences from racial and ethnic minority populations. And one of the classes that fulfill the requirement this semester is the introduction to fiction, race, and inclusion. What do they see? They don't go into detail, so I don't know if that means that it's fiction to believe that race is inclusive, or I don't know. The professor who will teach the course, Joel Dinnerstein, told Campus Reform that he compares it to the boot camp for courses on race. The goal is for the student to read non-white authors critiquing American society and American race. Is there an American race now? This is new to me. I've been out of school for a while, though, so maybe I just don't know.
Not a race.
They do, in order to open them up to new perspectives outside of the American mythologies of equality and freedom. Do you realize that your ability to write the book, your ability to teach where you're teaching, is because of the mythology of equality and freedom? You had the freedom to decide where you wanted to go, what school you want to go to, and don't give me... I always love when they say that somebody will eventually write me a note that says, no, we don't. We don't have the money to go to that school. Ah, you nuts. With the grants and everything, you're right. Maybe you can't go to Harvard. Too bad. You don't get to go to Harvard. Daddy and Mommy, maybe both of them worked extremely hard and put enough money away or to help pay for, had the right connections to get their son or daughter into Harvard. Whether they deserve to be there or not, I don't know, and not my place to call. But equality is not, ensuring equality is not ensuring that you get to go to a certain school along with somebody else. It's simply ensuring that you have the right, the ability, and the option to go. Not the money. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Mr. Cosby, any comments, sir?
Bill Cosby, the comedian who was once known as America's Dad,
being led away to prison in handcuffs after being convicted of drugging and sexually assaulting a woman at his gated estate. He's been sentenced to 3 to 10 years in prison. In court, Cosby had no family by his side when he was walked out, just two members of his PR team and a handful of court officers. When addressing him, the judge said, "No one is above the law." District Attorney Kevin Steele echoes that sentiment.
In the eyes of this court, he's a convicted felon and shouldn't be given a pass.
The accuser, Andrea Constant, seemed content and didn't speak, but in her victim impact statement, she said, "I am looking for justice as the court sees fit." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
This is my day. Edgar Winter. Love that guy. Was playing a Moog synthesizer. You want to look that up? It was a piano about, an electric piano, about 4.5 feet long. And they actually had to get power strap around it so it would hang from your neck. No wonder he looked like Frankenstein hanging over when he was playing that thing. And it was pretty darn heavy, too. And if you saw the Edgar Winter Band and the Winter Brothers, they were like popsicle sticks. So I don't know how they pulled it off. Anyhow, I'm Joe Messina. Yeah, right. You get everything on this show. You get like little culture, some music lessons, some bad humor, and some musical information. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spent with us on here and in the chat room during the break. I was thinking about, you know, the people that went into, I'll finish the college campus thing in a second. But I was thinking about those people that bothered Donald Trump. I mean, not Donald Trump, but Ted Cruz at the restaurant. And I was thinking about the chant that we believe the survivors, right? And, you know, go back again and think about Duke University. Go back again and give some thought to how many people have been accused, spent time in jail, and you find out later that they were lied. They were lied on, okay? And I said to Tammy, I would love to take my daughter and go to one of these little rally things you're doing and get two cops, even if they're fake cops, to come with me. And have her just like from across the room point to one of the guys and nod her head. And have the two cops grab the guy. And have the guy say, "Hey, what are you doing?" He goes, "Well, she's accused you of sexual assault." "Oh, no, I wasn't me. I was with these guys." Have the guy say, "Yeah, he was with us." And then have the two cops say, "Well, we believe her. Doesn't matter what they say. We believe her." That's what's taking place here with Kavanaugh. Right? I mean, again, I'm just going to keep pounding this home because I know there's people that are writing stuff about me that love this. Here's the deal. So you're okay with somebody being guilty till proven innocent. You're okay with, because an accusation is made, it's real and it's true, and that's it. And you're willing to ruin somebody. Now, again, the witnesses that they, without being coerced, the witnesses that they've pointed to have all turned out to be not true. Not that they were a lie. Maybe she did think they were in the room at the time. I'm not going to go that far with it. But they say no. Didn't happen. Sorry. We weren't there. But thanks for playing. I'm Joe Bacini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let's get back at it. I'm doing some college campus crazies. And we're dealing with Tulane University. And now requiring all incoming students to enroll in a race and inclusion course. That's the only way you can get in and out of the place. And that's because they've decided to do this because students coming into the college or university have decided that it's not diverse enough for them. Now, that's not a bad reason to want to go to a school. Actually, it's a good reason to want to go. You want to be around people from all over the place. So I'm not making fun, but that shouldn't be the only reason. It shouldn't be the major reason you don't go or start pushing the campus to check its enrollment differently. What are you going to do now? You going to put quotas in? By the year 2044, the U.S. population will be comprised of a majority of people from racial, ethnic, and linguistic diverse backgrounds, which means the school, they feel, the school should reflect that. Well, not really. What if that area that people are moving into, where the college is, what if it's 80% white? By your logic, should the school not also be 80% white? Doesn't work that way. I got news for you. A lot of people don't go to college. Right? How do you know that one group goes to college more than another? You know, I find that in my studies, the time I've taken a look around, Asians hold education in very, very, very high esteem. They tend to tend to move through their education seriously and work hard at it. Not that others don't, but every group has its thing, if you would. Its focus, what it pushes, what it believes in. And somebody goes, whoa, how that was a racist comment. No, it wasn't. It was an observation of a certain group of people that do things a certain way. All right. The goal, this is the part that I was going off on. The goal is for students to read non-white authors critiquing American society and race in order to open them up to new perspectives outside of American, ready for this? American mythologies of equality and freedom. And I started to say, the reality is if we didn't have equality and freedom, you would have been put in jail after writing this piece. You would have been put in jail for even thinking about writing something like this. Or teaching the class or what have you. You know, seriously, Peyton Lofton is the president of Turning Point USA. He argued that there are better ways to help minorities on campus. Right? If Tulane truly wants to address the racial makeup of the student body, they need to focus on the biggest barrier preventing students from disadvantaged groups from attending the college. Money. Costs. Now, remember what I was saying at the beginning of this story, right? To go there costs you $72,000 a year. And it goes up between 2 and 3% a year. Right? Marcus Maldonado, president of the Young Americans for Liberty, said that he supports the diversity and inclusion requirement, but worries that it might promote progressive views on differences between certain racial or gender communities rather than promote open discussion about these. And that's usually the truth. I mean, some people want to do something for all the right reasons, but they do it all the wrong ways. They implement it all the wrong way. Rachel Altman, vice president of Young Americans for Liberty, said the wishes that the class would focus on religious and political diversity. Oh, no, you can't have religious. What, are you crazy? You can't have religious diversity. You can't even talk about religious diversity. Are you nuts? It doesn't work that way. Let's get a kick out of that. But if you talk about religion, you make them nervous. If you talk about religion, you might be, and I know somebody's going to take exception to this, but you might be talking about people with integrity. Yes, there are a lot of, they're not all nasty people, as some of you believe them to be. A lot of them do have integrity. A lot of them do believe in what they say to believe. You know, it doesn't make them perfect. I always hated that. But it doesn't mean they're going to be perfect. It doesn't mean they're going to act perfect. It doesn't mean that everything they say is going to be exactly right, on point, and the proper thing to say at that time. But at least they're going to try. At least a religious person, if they truly believe what they say they believe, they've got a higher power to answer to. They have somebody else they have to clear things with or deal with things with afterward. Anyway, as far as the diversity on college campuses, they'll go on to say that I've noticed the problem in Tulane with people making blanket statements about people with different political views and refusing to engage in open discussions. But while some students criticize the new requirement, others said it's not such a bad idea. Requiring all students to study cultures differing from their own is critical. I don't have a problem with that. I think it's great that we study other cultures, other ways of life, the way people deal with things in different countries. I think that's fine. Ultimately, though, this is America. This is the United States. Ray Arsenaris, see, I'm doing pretty good with this, huh? Treasurer of the Asian American Student Union, acknowledged moaning and groaning about the class is pretty useless. He said, I'm sure that there are plenty of students and professors who would have a qualm with the new requirement. No one wants to take classes they're not necessarily interested in, especially as a requirement. But he thinks it's necessary, especially if we want the new students of color to feel more welcome. But that's it. Do you go out of your way for the student of color? Why can't everybody feel welcome at the same time and in the same way? I don't want to be treated different when I walk on campus. From anybody. I have black friends too. I have black friends who say the same thing. I don't want to feel different. I want to do it on my own. I want to make it on my own. I want to know that everything I did, every step I took, everything I did wasn't subsidized by somebody else, but actually was something that I did on my own. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. Climate warming, global cooling changes. Back in the news. Don't know why. Don't know why it should be. We're going to talk about it in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gussets got it, others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it, others don't.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We're back. I need to get one of those flags that can wave. All right. Oh, I got one. I was born to wave the flag. See, I knew I had one around here somewhere. What? Right? It goes with the song. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Where's Gumby when you need him? 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us. I appreciate your time with us. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, I do appreciate so much the time that you spend with us. And you know what? And getting involved in a conversation. Don't just sit there ignoring me and others. Get involved in the conversation. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And, you know, I do my best to kind of try to keep up with some of this stuff, and it's tough. The way it comes at you, how much of it comes at you. Today was a very extremely busy news day with the UN and with, what's that guy's name? The America's father? That's what he used to call him. America's dad, Bill Cosby. I don't know what it, we should not call him that. We should call him, you know, America's most famous jailed person or something. I don't know. Whatever. So, I'm so tired of hearing this stuff. I'm so tired of hearing about how the UN, at the UN, they say we've reached a pivotal moment. That if we don't act now, if we don't act right away on what's going on in the climate world, we're done. I mean, life will come to an end on this planet as we know it. And people suck into this stuff. They buy it because the guy looks like he's got two brain cells to rub together. He makes all the, he uses all those fun words and everything. So UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says that the world has reached a pivotal moment in global warming. We risk a runaway climate if we don't change the way we act within 2 years. Now, he's telling world leaders at the UN General Assembly that they're not doing enough to combat what he calls a direct existential threat that is moving faster and faster and faster, and people need to work on combating it. He notes that the thick permanent sea ice north of the Greenland began to break up this year for the first time. He's calling for making sure that the International Paris Climate Change Agreement is implemented now. Now, he says. I can't believe this. There's only one problem. Yeah. He's not really taking science into consideration. He's working strictly on feelings. Now, I do this once in a while. I'm going to do it again because I have so much fun with it. You realize that these predictions, these are not new. This is nothing new here. It started back in the 1970s when the very first Earth Day came about. And you can find these articles all over the internet, all right? And you don't read them all because, you know, you never know who they're written by. But you find a few of them, and you'll see that they're all in line with each other. They come from different sources, different outlets. And, you know, the 70s were a lousy enough decade. Think about the music and the pumps and the pants and those silk shirts that they made us wear.
Ugh. Nobody made you wear that.
You weren't going to get a date without, well, maybe in the South you would have, but yeah. You weren't going in the North. Yeah, I had a leisure suit and everything. If one of you has a picture of me in a leisure suit, don't send it. Not interested. Anyway, when you think about everything that was caught, you know, I mean, the Earth was dying. We had a short time. Well, what was a short time to act back then, I wonder? Now, remember, in 1970, the very first Earth Day was celebrated. Right? And I don't know if you want to call it celebration because, you know, it was supposed to be one of those frantic moments is we've got to act now or else. So let's go through some of the predictions really quick. I only have a few minutes. Civilization will end within 15 to 30 years. I don't know. I haven't got enough fingers and toes to count all of this out, but guess what? It's past the 30-year mark. Right? But this is, they have to take immediate action. You can't turn this around unless you take immediate action. That was according to Harvard biologist George Walt. George Walt has since lost his teaching credential, if it was up to me. We're in an environmental crisis, he said, which threatens the survival of this nation and of the world as a suitable place for human habitation. That was Washington University's biologist Barry Commoner. Man must stop polluting and conserve his resources, not merely to enhance existence, but to save the race from intolerable deterioration and possible extinction. That was according to, that wonderful paper, the New York Times. Now, the population will inevitably completely outstrip whatever small increases in food supplies we make. The death rate will increase until at least 100 to 200 million people per year will be starving to death during the next 10 years. that came from Stanford University biologist Paul Ehrlich. But seriously, are we starving to death? Yes, we still have nations that are in a bad way. But we're growing more food and feeding more people than we've ever had on this planet. Most of the people who are going to die in the greatest cataclysm in the history of man have already been born. Back in the 70s, early 70s, some experts feel that the food shortages will have escalated to a present level of world hunger and starvation into famines of unbelievable proportions. Think about that. We're still here. We're not starving. We do not have famines wiping the globe like we did back in the 70s. Dennis Hayes, chief organizer for Earth Day, said, "It's too late, don't bother." Mass starvation was already sweeping the country. Which is great, because it's 2017. So 50-some-odd years later, we have an obesity problem in this country. Doesn't sound like we're starving for food to me. And demographers agree that almost unanimously on the following, it's back in 1975, widespread famines will begin in India. These will spread by 1990 to include all of India, Pakistan, China, and the Near East. Africa's included in that. By the year 2000, or conceivably sooner, South and Central America will exist under famine conditions by the year 2000, 30 years from now, he said. The entire world, with the exception of the Western Europe, North America, and Australia, will be in famine. That was a North Texas State University professor, Peter Gunter. They went on to say, in a decade, urban dwellers will have to wear gas masks to survive the air pollution, and by 1985, air pollution will have reduced the amount of sunlight reaching Earth by one half. If I've been in a coma, did I miss these things? Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what I thought. At the present rate of the nitrogen buildup, it's only a matter of time before light will be filtered out of the atmosphere and none of our land will be usable. I'm pausing not because it's a dramatic effect thing. I want this to sink in. I want you to hear how ridiculous these statements were at the time. They haven't come into fruition. They've been pushed out in time again. And we still hold these people in high esteem. Air pollution will certainly take hundreds of thousands of lives just in the next few years alone. Another famous biologist. By the year 2000, if present trends continue, we'll be using up crude oil at such a rate that there won't... Ready for this? You ready for this? By the year 2000, there will be no more crude oil. Right? We've got enough in this country alone to bring us another 100 years into the future. One theory assumes that the Earth's cloud cover will continue to thicken as dust and fumes and water vapor are belched into the atmosphere by industrial smokestacks and jet planes. Right, screened from the sun's heat, the planet will cool, the water vapor will fall and freeze, and a new ice age will be born. That's how the first one happened, right? Too many industrial plants. Not natural to the globe, obviously. The world has been chilling sharply for about 20 years. If present trends continue, the world will be about 4 degrees cooler for the global mean temperature in 1990, but 11 degrees colder in the year 2000. It's about twice what it would take to put us into the ice age. Okay? Nothing. None of this has even come close. Not a clue. This is why I say to you, you have to question everything. They do. Why shouldn't we? You have to question everything. Where do they come up with it? How do they prove it's going to happen? Once you get past the proof time, should we take their professorships away? Come on, guys. Think this through. Even for you on the left that are listening, right? Don't fall in line just because it makes you feel better and it makes the party feel better and you don't want to put up with their garbage. Make sure it makes sense. And just don't go find scientists that are on your page. Find scientists that are not on your page, 180 degrees different from you, and ask them why. Why they believe what they believe. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. more, maybe we'll do college campus crazies. We'll just do a UN insanity. Maybe we'll do that one. I don't know. I haven't decided. I'm Joe, I'm senior host. We'll be back in a few minutes.